Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, I'm excited for this. Nobody watches more, knows more college hoops than Rico. It's a mock draft blitz where, frankly, we can kick back and learn about the names we haven't talked about. David, hit it.
Let go of my meat.
Let's go over and go through a mock draft here. Let's start with the top five, and then we can go through some other players that we haven't discussed. Let's start here real quickly. Orlando, Jabari Smith.
Jabari Smith may be the safest pick of the draft. He's not the sexiest name, but you know what you're going to get. He's a guy that can go out there. He can shoot. He can defend. He can do a lot of things. Protect the rim. He's the safest one. He's Cade Cunningham last year.
Okay. Next in the mock draft, we have Oklahoma City Thunder taking Chet Holmgren for now.
Chet is a project. Chet is really thin. I'm not telling anybody anything that they don't know. But he's one of those guys that had that growth spurt, and now he can handle the ball. He can go coast to coast. He can drive the lane. He's going to get pushed around a lot in the NBA early. But if you can get some weight on him, you may have something.
Keep an eye out on medicals. There's a lot of smoke out there.
Rockets take at number three, Paolo Banchero.
Paolo is an interesting name because I think Paolo could end up being the rookie of the year next year because he got better as the year progressed and got better and better. And Duke in the tournament, like it all of a sudden, it clicked and it became his team. He measured, if I read correctly, 6'10 without shoes. So looks like this kid is still growing.
At number four, the Kings select Keegan Murray in this mock draft.
The drug issue isn't really an issue because I do drugs, so I'm good with that.
Keegan Murray, I think, is a safe pick. Keegan Murray, to me, is that guy that he's either the fifth man in the rotation on a lesser team or he comes off the bench and, you know, plays some significant minutes as a backup. He could drive to the rim. He could do a lot of things offensively. Defense is where you don't know because Iowa didn't play a lick of defense. That's not their style. He can score. When he gets in rhythm, you know, watch out because this is a guy who can have a 20, 30-point game.
At number five, the Detroit Pistons, Benedict Mathurin.
Okay, now you're just messing.
Which means number six, the Pacers take Jaden Ivey.
Okay, well, the Pacers paid off a lot of people. Mathurin, he's the combo guard. Yeah, he would go well with Kay Cunningham. He's a highlight reel, though. I mean, that's the biggest thing for him, his dunking ability, the way he attacks the rim. He would excite the crowd. He's
if there's one there.
He's Miles Bridges 3 years ago.
Now, let's talk about a player we haven't talked about much. Let's move over to number nine. The Spurs select Dyson Daniels from the G League.
And who watches G League? This guy.
Dyson Daniels may be the best G League player. He's 6'6", from Australia. He's a catch-and-shoot type of guy.
Can't shoot.
He's a catch-and-shoot type of guy.
Oh.
Now, remember, G League means they're trying to work on your game. He can shoot threes. He's quick. He can drive to the basket. Very versatile when it comes to passing. He's a guy that he has that potential, but he's in the G League for a reason.
Let's move over to number 13. If the Hornets keep this pick in the mock draft, they have Jalen Duren, center from Memphis.
Jalen Duren, 6'11". He's
Time Lord.
Yeah, he can guard all five.
Best alley-oop guy in the draft. He will. You could throw a ball 4 feet behind his head, and he'll put it down. He is a rim runner, a shot blocker.
And also good at the pick and roll.
Yeah, nah, he's Time Lord type dude.
Number 16, OG Ajabaji.
Oh, Christ.
Oche Abaji.
Uchi Kabuchi.
Uchi Kabuchi.
From Kansas. Now, Mike won't like him because he's 22, okay?
But, and disappeared versus Creighton when I was laying 8.5.
Okay, once again, this is why he doesn't like Sadiq Bey, folks. He can hit the three-pointer. He's a wing player. He's a scorer. He can get the job done. He's the type of person that, yes, in a few years, he could become one of the main cogs in your rotation.
Strikes me as a sixth man on a good team.
For early in his career.
Yeah, green light him, come in the game.
Early in his career, yes.
Run him off screens.
But I think that he's one that could work his way up into that big three type of thing because he can knock down shots.
Was he 41% from three at Kansas?
Yes.
A guy that I've watched a lot, we've watched a lot. He played in the Big Ten. Number 17, Houston Rockets select Malachi Branham. Guard, 6'5".
He is the freshman. He was the guy that literally came from nowhere, and then all of a sudden at Ohio State got really good. He became a scorer. His three-point, he started making more and more threes. He averaged 41% from the three-point line. He's got ball-handling skills. He could drive to the basket. He's that sleeper player that, yeah, he developed in the second half of the Big Ten season.
Number 23, the 76ers select Dalen Terry, wing out of Arizona, 6'7".
Yeah, for you know, he played with Benedict Mathurin, 3-and-D type of wing, really good at hitting that. Think more of Mikal Bridges for Phoenix. That's the type of player that he could become. Not to say that he'll come out and instantly become the defensive player of the year, but really good defensively, and he can hit threes.
Now, this next guy is a guy that I like a lot because while I was watching Jabari Smith play, I couldn't help but see this guy on the floor. Not just because he's tall, but because he was making plays. 26, the Houston Rockets select Walker Kessler.
Hey, fun fact, you know where he almost ended up at college?
Michigan?
Michigan.
Yeah.
This guy's a defender. I mean, especially if you got a ton of offensive players, he will defend the basket. He can block shots.
He had like 4.3 blocks a game.
Yeah, it almost got ridiculous. And if you get the ball down low, he knows what to do with it. Shot 70% from the field.
Your problem?
He's not a three. Yeah, he's not a three-point shooter, though. Everything's going to happen in the paint. One of those old-school centers where back to the basket, back it down, lay it up, or dunk.
Number 27, the Miami Heat, if they don't get P.J. Tucker back, can finally maybe get their replacement in this guy, E.J. Liddell.
E.J. Liddell, 6'7". But he plays a lot bigger. Here's for you, Mike.
Yes, please.
Think Grant Williams. He's the type of person that he won't start for a team, even if it's a bad team. But I think he's one that will be in that eight-man rotation who could really come out there,
give you
minutes, and he can score.
You want E.J. Liddell? I'll give you two guys, and I'll kick it old school with you. Rodney Rogers.
Oh.
Corliss Williamson.
Oh.
He's kind of a meat wagon, but he can fill it up. But that body type and his game will always relegate him to being rotational on a good team.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Let's close it out with a few guys.
By the way, first time in history Rodney Rogers has been mentioned on this show. And the last time.
I think it is. Let's mention a couple local guys, a few other guys before we close this out. Milwaukee Bucks at 24 select Caleb Houston. I mean, is he actually a first-round selection?
Ooh, no, maybe. I don't think so. Caleb Houston, as soon as he gets his hat, they're also going to hand him his ticket to whatever G League team he's going to go to and say, go get better, son. Caleb Houston has potential.
I love the idea of him. 6'8", range. I just need to see more of what I'm told.
The only problem with Caleb Houston, David, and you're the Michigan fan, so tell me if I'm wrong, he never showed up in big games.
Oh, never did.
When they played never. Little Sisters of the Poor, he would go out there and light it up.
Reminds
but if
me
it was a game that meant anything, nothing.
Reminds me of the Five guy points. Leaving state.
You know what the funny thing is? I had a bet with a buddy. When they played each other, who would score more points in that game? Max Christie won.
2-0?
Let's talk about a couple Michigan
State. They played a game of I.
A couple Michigan State prospects out there. Let's talk about Gabe Brown and Max Christie. What happens with them tonight?
Estonia and undrafted.
I think Max Christie is the same. He needs a lot of work. He's going to be in the G League. He needs to go to a team that really knows how to develop players.
It's his best hope, the Jordan Poole plan of success. Get drafted by a good team, play in the G League for a year and a half, 2 years.
Yes, where right now, you know, Memphis is that team that apparently fell in love with him, and looks like Memphis takes every state player. Slow develop, slow burn, but then get him in there. Gabe Brown is funny. Gabe will probably go undrafted, but of all the local people, I think Gabe Brown has the best chance. Think of Duncan Robinson. Think of Jordan Poole. Gabe can shoot threes. That's his. He would run to the corner, piss off every state fan because he wouldn't drive to the basket. He would just shoot threes. But in the NBA, you need to do one thing well. And if Gabe can really work on that, look at Duncan Robinson. Look at Jordan Poole. He could find a place where he would stick with the team and become that undrafted free agent that actually does something.
And finally, real quick, these last two guys, Ron Harper Jr. and Travion Williams.
Ron Harper Jr. is an, I mean, his father played in the league, so he knows what the league is like. 6'5",
300.
He's probably going to come off the bench, but, I mean, he's rock solid. He can hit 40% from the three-point line. He's one of those, he's going to probably be in like every trade in the NBA. He's going to move around the league until he finally finds a place that fits.
Does any part of him remind you of Jalen Brunson? Kind of a tank point guard. You can't move him.
Yeah.
Crafty.
Yeah.
And you didn't think much when he got drafted, but I don't know, man.
You know what? No, I actually like that because, yeah, he has everything that you can use. It's just, yeah, he's a tank. But
I've done my job this segment, David.
He can learn something from his old man. Or take something from his old man.
And that is...
Wait, whoa! Javion Williams.
Oh, yeah, Javion Williams. You didn't say anything about him.
Travion Williams.
Travion. Who cares? Kid from Purdue.
Travion is another guy, may go undrafted, but I think in this new age of centers, he is somebody that can come out, he can defend, he can bring the ball up the court. I mean, he was the point center on his high school team.
Great passer.
Right. He is somebody, honestly, if I'm Detroit and he is sitting there, I would pick him up.
Replace beef stew. I love it.
That's what I was going to say.
You're in.
Good afternoon.
Mock draft.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.